This is GQDN for Friday, September 19th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase and go get Quest worthy because it's really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, Critical Role's got some news for you. New season coming. We got a new 16-bit AMD Radeon gaming GPU. Okay. And Cyberpunk 2? We got to start off with something serious. NintendoEverything.com is reporting that Nintendo of America is outsourcing the customer support. And that means a lot of contractors just lost their jobs. And they were quoting IGN because they've been in touch with a bunch of sources who did speak with them anonymously. And the site did say that there was some restructuring for training and maintaining some customer support services in the U.S. And that was suffering because of the language barriers, poor communication, and the overall decision-making on how to handle the transition from the U.S.-based support to be outsourced from South America. Now, one source did say that Nintendo of America was contracted with two U.S. agencies to fill the role for the customer support, and that would include the back office teams, fraud, financials, chargebacks, customer services, chat logs, customer phone and email support, refunds, account bans, remote date transfers, repair support, everything customer support. Some people are staying to oversee some things. Now, there was a full statement from Nintendo. So they said, quote, "While we have nothing to announce about our internal business activities, the claims shared with IGN include inaccurate information. At Nintendo of America, we are extremely thankful to have partnered with several companies and their talented contractors over the years to deliver high-quality customer service experiences. We continue to evolve and expand our customer service model with external partners and have deep experience in all the markets we serve across the Americas. This approach allows us to support full scope of our customer service mission in both North America and our growing Latin American markets, and better scale to seasonal needs for consistent support. As always, our top priority is to provide excellent customer support, and we are pleased that customer satisfaction with the service provided by all our partners remains positive," end quote. Now to Xbox via TheVerge.com, the prices are going up again for the Xbox Series S and X consoles. Now the Xbox Series X will be priced at $650 in the US starting October 3rd. And that is up from the $600 price. The Xbox Series S is going to $400 from $380. And Microsoft did say that the price hikes were on, quote, "changes in the microeconomic environment," end quote. And they did say that the console pricing outside the U.S. will remain the same. Pricing for controllers and headset will remain the same in the U.S. too. But the price for the Xbox Series S will increase by $20 and the Xbox Series X by $50. And the 2TB Galaxy Black Special Edition Xbox Series X is going up by $70, meaning you'll have to pay $800 for that console. So those are the price hikes for Xbox. But let's say you already have one. Would you play Cyberpunk on it? WCCF Tech says there might be a Cyberpunk 2 coming. Okay, we had some bad news, now we got some good news. Because right now, they are looking for a developer lead. And that's what CD Projekt Red is doing. They need a lead network engineer. So here's what your responsibilities will be. Design, implement, and maintain scalable and efficient network architectures for online features, ensure low latency, high performance online experience for players, lead your team to develop and optimize multiplayer systems, including matchmaking, address challenges and related latency, bandwidth usage, and server performance. And right now you can get Cyberpunk 2077 for $30. Be making a Cyberpunk 2. A Silk Song, from what I heard, is pretty good too. In fact, GamesRadar.com did say that Tom Cherry did explain some of the development process from Silk Song. So, he was in an interview with ACMI, the co-directors William Palin and Ari Gibson, was talking about the development journey for the game. In fact, Gibson did say, quote, "We try to be methodical. We'll decide what we're working on that month and move through it. So we have a plan. But the plan is never so customized that it can't bear a change, of course, 2 weeks later or 2 months later or 2 years later," end quote. Now, William Pellin did say, quote, "If you think about it more as a world and a space, it's actually much easier to come up with stuff to put in it. Early on with Hollow Knight, I did a bit trying to think of the space. If you're trying to build a Mario level, you might take an empty space and think, oh, should there be a few platforms here?" End quote. And they did talk about the types of enemies, how they decided them, and some of the other stuff, including world building. It is a good article, so you can read that one. But now we get into some tech. And yesterday we did talk about NVIDIA partnering up with Intel. Well, PC Gamer did say that the president of the United States might have a hand in it. So the two companies did declare a collaboration to make new chips for both the data center and consumer markets. So in a press conference yesterday, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang did say that the Trump administration, quote, "had no involvement in this partnership at all," end quote. But did they? Well, when the news broke about the $5 billion investment, the stock at the purchase price was at $23.28 per share. And some of the people spoke to the New York Times, where they said that the Trump administration approached them in January and had asked to invest into the chip maker. And the U.S. government has made an $8.9 billion investment with Intel, which right now is estimated to be worth $13 billion. And that's where the share price was up about 23%. Now, Huang did say, quote, "Because we thought it was going to be such an incredible investment, this is a big partnership, and we think it's going to be fantastic for Intel. It's going to be fantastic for us, and we're building revolutionary products that are going to address some $50 billion annual market. And so how could we, on the one hand, be excited about the producer or the products and how revolutionary they are, and on the other hand, not be excited about the opportunities ahead? And so we're delighted to be a shareholder, and we're delighted to have invested in Intel, and the return of that investment is going to be fantastic, both of course in our business, but also in our equity share of Intel," end quote. Now, we do know that Trump did talk to the Intel CEO, Lip-Bu Tan, after initially calling for Tan's resignation, because he was citing concerns over the potential conflict of interest related to his ties with the new Intel chief. But a few weeks later, he did say that he had a success rise, he being Lip-Bu Tan, and an amazing story. Trump has been pushing for the chip makers to build products in the U.S. soil. And that's what both Huang and Tan has refused to be drawn into, whether NVIDIA would make use of the Intel Foundry facilities. So, did Trump make an investment here? Well, it's not AMD. PC Games N did say that there's a new 16-gigabyte AMD Radeon gaming CPU that was just launched with some unusual specs. All right, check this out. The compute units, 40. Steam processors, 2,560. RT cores, 40. AI cores, 80. Infinity cache, 40 megabytes, VRAM 16 gigabytes, GDDR6 19.5 GPS, memory interface 256 bits, memory bandwidth 624 gigabytes, total graphics power 263 watts, power connectors 2x8 pin, architecture RDNA3. So you decide for yourself, would that be good for you? Right now, the Power Color Reaper AMD Radeon RX 9060 XT 16GB is up on Amazon for $366.50.
Yep.
We do have one cool thing. We do. Polygon did say that Critical Role's Campaign 4 trailer has been released, and it teases a broken world. So, if you know Critical Role, you know they do some good stuff, and they do. So if you're into some D&D, Dungeons & Dragons, this is going to be good, real good. And we're going to be good tomorrow, you better believe it. Twitch.tv/DawnForge, 6 p.m. Get there. Do it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some video games, people. Do it.